K-Country 102.3. All right, y'all, it's time for this week's Artist Spotlight here on The Joel D Show. He's a singer-songwriter from La Cruces, New Mexico, and a former police officer that hung up the badge and dived head into the country music scene. Joining us right now on the phone is Frank Ray. How's it going, Frank?
Hey, Joel. Thanks for having me, man. I certainly appreciate the time.
Absolutely, man. So I guess the one thing, too, that I kind of want to bring up right away, I know when we first started communicating, you were in Nashville, and you go to Nashville once a week, you said, and you do some stuff out there.
Once a month for about a week at a time. I'm actually going to vamp that up here pretty soon and start going for about 2 weeks at a time, just because I've been really delving in pretty deep with my songwriting. And we'll see if my wife doesn't get tired of it and leave me after a while.
That would be the hard part, right? The long distance part. While you were there, too, here this last week, you had some big news, so congrats on becoming part of the William Morris Endeavor team.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, we've been, ever since I started to venture out into the music industry, I mean, I was already familiar with, heavy hitters within the music industry, and I knew that I wanted to work with a booking agency that, was international, global, even if you will, and William Morris is always at the top of the list, and so to be a part of their roster and their team is, certainly a dream come true, man.
So for those listening that aren't familiar with you or your story, go ahead and tell the folks a little bit about where you came from and how you got to where you're at right now, because like we said earlier, you're a former police officer turned singer-songwriter, so yeah, just kind of fill everybody in on your roadmap to where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I served with the Las Cruces Police Department here in Las Cruces, New Mexico for about 10 years. And just recent as August of 2017, I hung it up with the support of my family and the support of my peers to pursue a career in country music, which has always been a part of my life. I mean, I spent a majority of my childhood in Texas, where I was sort of, immersed in the country music scene there. And then I came and spent a lot of time down here in New Mexico and, from about the sixth grade on. And, that's where I really got introduced to the music of my culture, which is Hispanic culture, and mariachi music, ranchera, stuff like that. And so I found a way to really sort of mix the two. Country music has always sort of been the priority for me in regards to my musical taste. And so it always just made sense for me to write country music. And I got pretty decent at it, enough for me to risk it all and take a gamble and dive into this world. And it's been pretty amazing, to say the least.
You're on fire, man. I love it. All your music so far, man, it's been in my rotation. I know we played you a little bit probably a couple, 2-3 months ago.
I certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I guess one other thing, too. Usually when I do these interviews, I lived in a van for 3 years, traveled around the country. I'm sure my listeners are probably tired of me talking about this story, but it's the only claim to fame that I have. So
ride with it, man.
Exactly. So whenever I get an artist on, I always want to kind of bring up, so you're from La Cruces, New Mexico.
That's right.
White Sands National Park is right up there. So that was one of the funnest places that I went to. I camped out there, and man, it gets colder than you think at nighttime around there, even in the summer.
It really does, man. New Mexico, it's bipolar in that sense and what it wants to do with weather. When the cold weather does come, comes with a fury,
Yeah, definitely.
But other than that, man, it's usually sunny and bright most days.
Everybody, when I posted pictures, thought I was sledding because I went sledding on the sand dunes. They thought I was actually in snow somewhere. I was like, no, this is just it's a national park, White Sands National Park. Also, I was in El Paso, Texas, and I was running a race there up in the Franklin Mountains. And I'm going to tell you this story. Okay, so I was in my van, had a friend that I had met on the East Coast, was running the same race. We were going to Walmart to get some supplies, and I did a double lane change because GPS, I was off, and I thought I needed to be in the other lane. And there was happened to be a motorcycle police officer sitting right there, and I was like, oh, goodness gracious, here comes the ticket. He didn't pull me over. We go into the store, come back out, and there the officer is sitting by my car, and I'm like, man, he can't legally give me a ticket right now. There's no way he can give me a ticket. Long story short, he looked up my running page on the side of my van, and he was a runner himself. He gave me a patch. We ended up talking. He gave me a little El Paso patch, and I still carry it. I actually brought it into the studio with me. He gave me a little memento.
That's great. The thing about it is, too, especially coming from a law enforcement background, I mean, sometimes, with whatever it is out there, anything that's going on in the world, it's very easy for a lot of people to paint officers or the police department in a negative light. But if you, like, just much, I mean, stories like yours, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of them because, generally, people in law enforcement, the officers that you know, that have the badge and stuff are just generally good people. I can say that for my department here in Las Cruces, and I've met officers from all across the nation. So for that reason, because I know these people personally, I will always and forever respect law enforcement, and I will always back the blue, because some of the people are just absolutely amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say,
I'm glad you had a great encounter.
every encounter I ever had was awesome. And with Rick, too, we're still friends. I went down there one other time. He took me out to eat, and, you know, we just swapped stories. Man. And, yeah, he's getting ready to retire here. So, Rick, here's your shout-out. He's getting retired in March.
There you go, Rick. So,
very cool. But, yeah.
Thanks for being a good officer, Rick.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, too. Like you mentioned, respect the badge. And
absolutely, man. Absolutely. And they love their country music. You say that.
All right. So your song, Every Time You Run, it broke top 10 in Texas radio. So can we play that song right now? Because there's a line in it, too. So if you're once you start listening to it, listen for the line. And then I'm going to ask Frank Ray a question about that line. So we're going to play that right now. Here's Every Time You Run here on K-Country 102.3.
There's a westbound train from Jackson, Mississippi. Time you run.
K-Country 102.3, that's Every Time You Run with Frank Ray. And if you're just joining us right now, we have Frank on the phone with us here on K-Country 102.3. So, Frank, there's a line in the song, if you guys were listening, that said, you might be headed to North or South Dakota. Can you tell us which one she chose? I mean, if the song was written by a female, did she choose South Dakota, Frank?
You know, I wish I knew, man. I don't think I ever found that girl ever again.
Oh, man, bummer.
No, I mean, the idea, I mean, I imagine... she's in South Dakota, right? Because you guys are the good Dakotas.
We're the good Dakotas. Right? Yep. You got to pick South Dakota over North Dakota. Oh, that's awesome. No, I love that song, dude. I've had that one jamming out. That one's been in my rotation, mainly probably because of a little heartbreak or something. You know, it's like you're trying to chase that girl down.
You know, as is mostly the case with country music and the stories within it, and you have to sing about love and loss. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that song in particular, I always just wanted to write a song about a girl that's got a gypsy soul. You know, we've all sort of kind of been there. Hell, you might even describe yourself without the female part, right? But you got a gypsy soul in regards to traveling the States in a van, you know what I mean? You know, in all seriousness, man, I mean, it's just, we all have certain lines of stuff that we can relate to. And really, that's what the song is about, man, is just falling in love with someone who has a different sort of lifestyle or mindset than you do. And no matter what it is, you know, you could be the best person in the world. This person just got a free spirit and has to sort of run free. And that's, hey, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Can't win them all.
Yep, you can't get them all, that's for sure. So on your Facebook page, you do a lot of covers. One of the covers by Freddie Fender that hit
that's
1
right,
million
man.
Views. You just posted that here, like, just recently, too. So how cool is that to have have a video with over a million views on it?
I mean, it's a milestone for sure, to say the least. I've never had a million of anything. Not even beers, and I drink a lot of beers.
That's awesome.
No, but seriously, I mean, it's just, it's absolutely awesome. It's a testament to Freddie Fender and the impact that he had in this genre of music that we love so much. And it's an honor for me to be able to sort of carry the torch on my end, you know what I mean, as an emerging Hispanic artist. And it's just great. It was great to see that I could do a song like that, and everybody, I mean, knew immediately what it was. Because of the mark that he left in country music. And so really, really proud of that, and really thankful to all the viewers and everyone that supported me on social media and, you know, checking out the videos and stuff like that. So, you know, if no one's seen it yet, I encourage them to go check it out. It's on my Facebook page now.
Definitely. When you first started, I watched your video. You were doing a vlog. So I think it was like vlog number 3 or something like that, where you went into the police station and it was kind of your last day there. Man, at the end, it'll make you tear up a little bit.
That snuck up on me, man, really.
Right.
But it's, you know, we have had this idea from the infancy of this project to document the whole process, you know what I mean? Because you don't really get to see that all the time. You get to see people now that have sort of made it, and, you know, they try to show you, you know, what it is like backstage and this and that and the other. And that's always cool, because fans love to have that inside look. But we did something different and said, hey, from day one, we're going to start documenting this stuff. And we put a lot of that stuff on YouTube, where people can literally see, well, I'm still an officer. I just signed on with my management team, and we're in the studio. You get all of that stuff. to the day that I quit my job, you know, to life on the road and different shows that we've played. And I mean, it's just pretty awesome, man. If people really want to get to know me as a person and as an artist, there's no better way to do it than just go watch all the videos on YouTube, man. And, you know, and then, of course, if they get the opportunity to find me at a live show, I'm always one to talk and take pictures and, you know, just get to meet everybody. If they want to take the time out of their day to come to a show and they want to hang out to meet me afterwards, I mean, I'd never turn anybody away, man, because that's what makes my career.
Yep, I mean, that's definitely what it's all about, too. I guess before we kind of start wrapping it up, you do have that brand new single out, Just for a Minute. So can we expect another EP or an album or something?
Yeah, I think if I put another EP out, it'll be with all brand new music. And trust me, man, I got a lot of stuff in the works in regards to that. I've been going to Nashville, traveling feverishly. I go, and like we talked about, I'm there for a week at a time every month, vamping it up to 2 weeks at a time. And furthermore on that, I was just kidding about my wife, too.
She has, right, she wouldn't let you
make Nashville home soon.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she wouldn't let you quit the force if she didn't have your back 100% on that. So.
Oh my gosh. No, she's the absolute best. But honestly, you know, get some really great songs out of traveling up to Nashville and writing with a lot of heavy hitters up there. And, it's going to be really good stuff, man. So the next time we release a project, it's going to be, all brand new stuff. And you know, I really hope that, you know, that people vibe with it as much as they've liked the first EP and the singles I've dropped since then.
Do you want to go ahead and plug all your socials or where everybody can find you at?
Yeah, man, absolutely. If people are interested in following along, they can follow me at Frank Ray Music on all social media platforms. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I do my very best to stay active on all of them. Instagram's probably the one that I'm at the best right now.
Right, that's kind of so where I'm kind of leaning towards, too. So.
Yeah, man, so if people want to come check it out, I'm really active on that platform. YouTube, of course, like I said, we've got a bunch of videos up there where they can follow along with the process since day one. And then, of course, with music, it's on all streaming platforms as well, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, you name it, you can find the music if you just or search for Frank Ray Music.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, hey, all good right. Luck with everything and congratulations on all the cool things happening right now for you and good things are coming, dude.
Thanks a lot, Joel. I appreciate you, man.
Do you want to outro into your brand new single then?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Hey, South Dakota, this is Frank Ray and you're listening to my new single, Just for a Minute.
Just for a minute, girl, I want to be your glass of wine.